Welcome to the Mad Trio Podcast. This week we have the California Pariah, Jonathan Charney James, the Fat Man Stevens, and the man who on his will wants to be buried in a pair of his girlfriend's stockings, Ryan Preston.
Hey, feel really comfortable.
So
just remember to shave your legs. No need to have hair sticking out of them.
No, I don't have to.
Well, or the person who's going to prep his body can just do... So here's one for all you people who hate Christmas decorations early. Texas HOA tells family to take down their Christmas decorations because it's too early. I hate HOAs, even though I'm a part of one, but that's kind of bullshit. Claudia Simmons says she's pregnant with a due date of December 25th, so she and her husband put up Christmas decorations early just in case. So what do you think? Should HOAs be allowed to say no Christmas decorations?
If you're part of an HOA, you're already an idiot.
Yeah, some basically. Are, well, and not to mention you already know the rule.
Yeah. Actually, some HOAs, depending on how good they're run, are good. Other HOAs, board members just make up rules, and because of the board members, they get away with it. So that may not have been
right.
Something...
Well, a lot of them, it comes down to representation. You know what I mean? People aren't exactly showing up to the HOA meetings. For those of you uninitiated, it's a homeowners association, which basically dictates what happens in your neighborhood to the point of like your hedges being a certain height and the amount of trees one can have in their yard, et cetera. James and I both knew a guy and his family kind of around where I live in a little city called San Marino. Their homeowners association was so strict, your fucking kids can't play in the front yard.
Wow. So they got a letter asking, they had one of those giant inflatable snowmen, and that's what they asked for them to take down. None of their other decorations, just the inflatable snowman. I think what happened is somebody's snowman melted as a child, and they're just, you know, really anti-frosty. No?
Yeah,
that's it.
Was that supposed to be a joke?
No, I'm being serious.
Oh, okay. I'm just like, wait, what?
Because why else would you just say, hey, nothing else, just do this? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty stupid. But, I mean, I guess if they want the entire neighborhood to look a certain way, which is basically what an HOA wants, I could see them saying, no, you're too early. I mean...
But they had other decorations up. Like, it even looked like there was a Christmas, like a Santa Claus sleigh in the background of the picture.
Yeah, but also, I mean, there are neighborhoods where, I mean, obviously the particular, you know, demographic of that neighborhood might be the place where it's like, hey, man, I like my peace and quiet and not to drive down the street and see everybody's fucking Christmas interpretation. But there are also neighborhoods, you know, around me here that are mandated that if you live in a particular neighborhood, you decorate the shit out of your house.
So that's what I was going to say. Like, I wonder how much, because I would totally do like one string of lights and then say, see, it just says decoration. It doesn't say many, quantity, type, style. It just says decoration. So there, that one string of lights.
Yeah, I don't know what the actual regulation is. It's a little town called Hastings Ranch around here. But I don't know if they have like a minimum requirement and you just feel like a dick if you just do the minimum. But it seems like everybody goes pretty up and elaborate.
I don't think I would feel like a dick. I'm just, honestly, I fucking hate decorating for Christmas. Like, inside the house.
Well, I don't believe you'd be living in that neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably be the one house. Matter of fact, I would be okay with it. I'd be the one house that was dark on Halloween that had no Christmas stuff up. I might put the Bah Humbug stuff on it. I'm okay with that.
You just go Nightmare Before Christmas, you know, in your front yard and go Halloween.
Yeah, and yeah.
Maybe the one creepy house.
I'm okay with that. So.
And I'm not saying like, you know, the actual movie Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm saying go full blown fucking haunted house.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like where you have to sign a waiver and basically sell your life away.
Yeah. Like, you know, be like, ho, 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 Santa Claus dies tonight. Yeah,
well, there's an actual haunted house that you have to sign waivers and they can just basically do whatever the hell they want to you for 12 hours, I think it is.
You know what I always wondered on that? Like, how many of those actors in there actually just get punched? Because...
Well, my thing is...
Because I was thinking, depending on what they do, because there's always the ones where they come out and actually touch you. I think if some actor, male or female, comes up and hits you, if your automatic reaction is defend yourself, I mean, I think I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
The when you...
Hey, what'd you say, Ryan? You tuned out there for a second.
No, I was saying they'll throw you out pretty fast if you touch them, but they also can't touch you. You know, they can get real close and do all these things, but there are certain, you know, haunted houses where you're signing waivers. You know, like saying like these people can fuck with you pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that, does that also say you can fuck with them back? I mean, well, that's what I'm curious.
Oh, I'm sure not.
So, I got. So, James, what's your carrier? AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile?
AT&T.
Ryan, what's yours?
Sprint.
So if you have Verizon, and I guess I'm the only person who has Verizon, you get a year free of Disney Plus through Verizon. I am wondering how pain in the ass it's going to be to cancel, but I signed up for it because it's a year for free. Why the fuck not? A couple of things interesting. Right now, there's not a lot of options for the stuff I want to watch. Obviously, there's no Songs of the South, which isn't particularly surprising.
No, we all knew that wasn't going to be the case.
No, I think it's funny of all the stuff that was the one Disney's going to go, no. And there's none of the Japanese cartoons, excuse me, where Disney was making fun of them during World War II. That stuff's not on there.
Well, those, to be fair, were made for propaganda purposes, you know, so not exactly the platform they'd want to release those on. I'm sure you can find them in, you know, like the you know, Smithsonian or Library of Congress kind of thing.
Disney actually released a steel box set of it a number of years ago. I've actually got it.
I was surprised. I was reading an article about it yesterday. Actually, me and a buddy at work were going through the list of movies. I mean, they seem to have basically everything as far as the movies go, going back from the 30s
yes.
right through now. You know,
yes and no. There's
and some of the old cartoons, some of the you know, the shorts and stuff like that. But the one I was surprising on, which seemed to be kind of the focus of the article, was about, well, they sort of brought up Dumbo. You know, everybody speculating in the beginning when they announced this that it was going to be, you know, they were going to take out the cigar-smoking, you know, crow, or was it magpies or crows?
Crows.
Because, you know, the sort of, you know, veiled racism there, potentially, et cetera. But apparently they released it in there, it's in entirety in its original form. And I think they said, put just like a small disclaimer, like, hey, this video contains, you know, ideas that are slightly outdated.
And I'm,
which I thought is the perfect way to handle that. You know, hey, disclaimer up front, here's what it is. Ask your parents.
So as much as that does actually bother me, I'm actually glad they at least allowed it to happen. So at least people can see it. I mean, that was the one thing I was worried about. Cause we live in such a weird part of society right now that we're told everybody's totally fine with, oh, it just didn't happen. So some of the more obscure, and I'm saying obscure because I don't know too many people who remember it. Like there was the 1985's The Journey of Natty Gann, which is a fairly obscure movie these days. Cause I don't know anybody who's seen it, who's under our age. They don't have, that I saw when I was looking on it last night, they didn't have the Davy Crockett TV show, but they have a couple of movies.
Oh, I kind of wanted to see the Davy Crockett one.
Yeah, that's... they had a couple of the Davy Crockett movies.
You think he has a nuclear rifle?
Well, there was a TV show.
But I mean, you know, I wonder if they plan on putting that stuff out, because there is a huge nostalgia market, you know, and when all you have to do, see, I'm perfectly fine with that seems like a perfectly reasonable compromise. You know, as far as like, hey, look, you know, we're going to put all this stuff out, but we'll let you know, not like a, you know, weird trigger warning or anything like that, but just, hey, you know what? Some of the views expressed in this movie are from a different era.
I'm,
you know, that's simple enough.
I think it's a good compromise. Some of the stuff I wanted to see, like the original, excuse me, Wonderful World of Disney, I wanted to see the original was it Mouseketeers with Annette Funicello, et cetera, right. And even the remake.
Yeah, I want the old goofy exercising cartoons and the Chip and Dale shit.
Oh, and there's a couple of things now that you just reminded me of. The Bill Cosby Disney movie is not on there, along with, according to what I heard on the radio today, the Michael Jackson when he was on The Simpsons is not on there.
What?
Yeah.
What? Wait.
What?
Lisa, it's my birthday episode?
According to what the guy on the radio said, that has been removed.
What?
No, bullshit.
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
Because it's Michael Jackson. He's a child toucher, so therefore it shall not be on there.
Acquitted, for one.
Well, by the way, if y'all are listening, here, let me cue something in. Is all three of us are like, just show the stuff and make people make their own judgments on it. I don't even want them to limit Bill Cosby. I just don't want Bill Cosby to get any money from it if he can still get royalties.
I'm pretty sure he probably can.
I mean, I would have pulled every Woody Allen movie off the fucking shelves across America before I dropped that episode.
Yeah, that's a great episode, by the way. Oh,
that other fucking director who got accused of touching people and went off to...
Weinstein.
No, this was years ago. He went off to another country.
Roman Polanski.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Roman Polanski, yeah.
He's not on there? Do they own his stuff?
No, but I mean, you see his stuff around. Some of the movies like inspired true stories. There's Remember the Titans. Didn't actually remember that was Disney.
I wanted to know if they have the Swamp Fox one. Remember we were talking about that last week? I want to know if they have the Swamp Fox one in there.
I'm actually in it right now. So give me a second. I'll search for it if...
Okay. Well, you're looking for that. So, you know, there's something that showed up.
No.
Back, it's not in there.
So when you type in swamp, here's what comes up. The swap. It looks like a body swap. 2,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Sea Hope, Under the Sea. So none of that. Right now, so I asked an acquaintance of ours, I think what's happening is holy shit, The Adventures of Bullwhip Griffin? Stuff I haven't seen in years. So I think what it is this is just the initial stuff, and there's stuff later on to come, because they have the first season of Darkwing Duck, the first season of Chippendale's Rescue Rangers. I'm hoping they do the one, it's the one where Blue flies the plane. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of
Blue?
It.
Blue? Tailspin?
Tailspin, that's not on there that I've seen. So I think right now they're just getting stuff on up, especially the fact that, Tailspin is on there. I didn't see it yesterday. Especially because the fact that it crashed. There were so many people. Apparently, they got 10 million people and subscribers in one day.
Wow.
Yeah, they were having some server issues.
Oh, because nobody expects 10 million people, except Disney should. Because Disney, for some reason, everybody loves Disney, even though the House of Mouse is on the dark side. Don't believe us? Look at some of the shit they own.
Episode 36. Simpsons. Look it up.
Okay.
Trying to remember the name of that episode. Do you remember the name of that episode?
So it's episode
Dark Raving Dad.
Ah, that's it. Yes.
It's of remember. What season?
It's going to be probably two.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's season two or three.
Let's see what they have here. So season two, Stark Raving, what was it?
Dad.
Stark Raving Dad, episode number 36.
Oh, thank you. So it stops at 22 on season two. So let's see if it's on.
Okay, so three.
Yeah, it's probably season three.
Let's see. I might have to go back and look for the title. Stark Raving
Dad.
Dad. I don't.
Is it there?
I don't see it, but it looks like all they have is every episode's 22. Every season's like 22 episodes. So it just may be.
Okay, so second season, episode what? I fucking map.
What did you say it was? 34? Episode 34?
36.
36. So, 16. Season 2, episode 16.
So that's Bart's Dogs Gets an F. Bart's Dog.
Well,
Bart's...
okay. Anything in there, say, Stark Raving Dad?
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for right now. I'm going to season four. Streetcar Named Marge.
Oh, that's a good episode.
Yeah. It's gotta be here, but the way they're it's laid out. Let me actually Google this real quick.
All right. So while he's doing that, so Ryan, got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking around some strange ass news. When was the last time you heard of cattle mutilation?
I've heard of what?
The last time that you remember hearing about cattle mutilation.
Fuck, like the 90s?
So, October 8th of 2019.
Holy shit.
In what?
Excuse me. So, Stark Raving Dad Simpson the Episodes is episode number... it's season number 3, episode number 1. And season 3, episode 1 is not there.
Oh, wow.
What? Damn. The fucking earth is going on?
So here's it. So a little description to the listeners, because this is a podcast. Let's see if I can find a description of it. So Lisa reminds Bart that he forgets her birthday every year. So Bart promises to get her a present this year. Meanwhile, Homer discovers that all his white shirts have dyed pink.
Because of Bart's hat.
Yeah.
Because of Bart's hat. His lucky red hat.
Yeah. So I just, a little heads up. So I'm not surprised. The one thing.
Oh, man, that was one of the best songs of The Simpsons is Lisa, It's Your Birthday.
By the way, this goes from 89 to 2018. So none of the newer stuff is on if anybody actually watches The Simpsons. I'm not surprised. I think this is the one thing. This is one of the reasons why I've always rallied against online content and streaming services if you don't own the medium. Is the fact that stuff is just going to disappear. This is just the nature of it, because not many people that I know personally are like James, myself, and Ryan, where we'll just like show it. If people don't want to watch it, they're not going to watch it.
I mean, are they going to get, okay, I just got to go out there. Can you look up episode A Star Is Burns?
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. A Star.
And then possibly look up the
hold on
the Dalmatian episode, Ryan.
Okay, so that's season 6, episode 18.
What's the name of that one? I'm trying to remember the name of another one.
Oh, yep, A Star Is Burns is on.
How can they keep that episode and not the Ryan? You know which one, A Star Is Burns, right?
Yeah, that was the film Critic
One. There is so much more twisted humor in A Star Is Burns than, I mean, he talks about making bombs, but by damn it, my bombs work, unlike Schindler's. I mean, come on.
Jeez, I am wondering why. I haven't seen the episode in...
The Michael Jackson one?
No. I mean, the one you're talking about. I probably haven't seen it in 20 years.
Well, then there's the other one where the Mr. Burns is looking for a vest. I think it's a vest for something. But he wants, you know, he wants a suit made out of puppies. Can't remember the name of that one. But that one even makes fun of Disney. And, I mean, if A Star Is Burns in there, I guarantee the other one is.
See My Vest?
Yeah, See My Vest. Thank you.
Yeah, See My Vest.
So I just Googled it. See, there's a benefit, ladies and gentlemen, of having
made Google. From real gorilla chest.
Yeah, shit, nope.
Sorry.
No, so they went to the Simpsons Wiki. What does it do? Not tell me the freaking actual episode number and episode.
Oh, jeez. Now, okay, you Disney, you fucked up. You touched my Simpsons.
Yeah, you fucking.
So season 6, episode 20, it may show up. I mean,
but
you
they
never
made
know.
Fun of Disney so bad in that episode. And then Steamboat Willie. Oh. Or Steamboat Itchy, sorry.
So what is it? It's Steamboat season Itchy, yeah. 6, episode 20.
Oh, man. I mean, if they're making...
That breaks my fucking heart, dude.
So it's...
I mean...
Hold on.
This weird fucking thing about this one guy who, I mean, who happens to have been a character in a thing, like,
So here's...
I mean, that's... There's so many levels of separation between those, you know, potential alleged events.
Yeah. So here is the actual. So it's episode 20, 2 Dozen and 1 Greyhound. The Simpsons end up with 25 puppies, but Mr. Burns wants the dogs for a nefarious purpose. So that's there. Oh, you did remind me of of something I wanted to look up. Now that, sorry, this is basically us bashing one of my favorite companies of the world because, well, the shit they do.
And fuck Walmart while we're at it.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, of all episodes to take off.
So I'm playing. I mean,
there's nothing horrible about that episode.
So I'm trying to get Swiss. Nothing. I'm trying to get Swiss Family Robinson, 1960 to play because that's where I heard when you play it. That's allegedly where they let their kind of hey blah 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 blah.
All right. So Ryan, cattle mutilations.
Holy shit! Nothing. There's nothing. I'm really sorry. Yeah. Nothing comes up on the Swiss Family Robinson about being even remotely.
Check Dumbo.
Okay, Dumbo's gotta have it.
So,
I would love to see what the wording of that is.
Yeah.
But in cow mutilation.
Oh, yeah. So five young purebred bulls were shown up with drained blood and body parts precisely removed up in Oregon.
Oh, wow.
I thought this stuff, type of stuff was over and done with. I mean, what's next? We're going to have crop circles come back?
Yeah, right, yeah.
So,
come on.
It says rated G contains tobacco depictions, but I don't see anything
about little kids killing pirates.
I don't see any. I don't. Well, this is on Dumbo.
Oh, Dumbo.
Okay. I don't see anything where it labels. Maybe so. When if I get home or this weekend when I get a chance, I'll check it out in my Apple TV because I don't. I'm using the iPad app, and right now I don't see anything that actually tells me anything. Here's Peter Pan, and Peter Pan has the thing that we mentioned that.
Yeah, the red woman, the red man, red song, and then also, you know, Pinocchio with all the kids doing all the crazy shit.
Contains tobacco. I don't remember tobacco in half these movies.
That's a weird thing.
I don't see, you know what, I don't see any of it, so maybe it's because, I wonder if there's a child setting, maybe? I'm super curious.
Well, I mean, maybe they just trust the fucking parents who are subscribing to this particular program to be able to fucking, you know, manage what their kids watch like they've always done. And maybe it means that not as many people are bitching as the internet or the media would like us to believe.
That's asking a lot of Disney. Just because Disney...
I mean, hold on a second, though. I mean, because you have to take into account, you know, we're seeing it from a media perspective. You know, people on the media saying, and this could be, you know, a fucking blog or the news, it doesn't really matter at this point, just saying that, like, oh, people are outraged. But by people, quote, you know, they could be talking about 50 million or 50. You know, Disney is the one who's going to know the answer to that question. They're the one receiving the phone calls and getting the letters. And if they're only getting 50 letters, who gives a shit?
Yeah,
you know I mean, if they're getting 50 million, then they might do something like add a little disclaimer or hedge their bets a little bit. But them not doing that strikes me as if not a big of a problem as people want to believe in it.
Well, my first thought is maybe it just didn't show up on my app. I mean, because I'm not sure. And the other thing is you could be right. And however, for some reason, the vocal minority of people who were like, this shows insert thing here is horrible because of insert thing here and it should be banned or blah blah. I don't think that's that many people, but they're loud motherfuckers.
Wait a minute.
Well, yeah, but they've always been loud motherfuckers.
That's,
you know,
true.
And people have always, no matter what it is, they've wanted something to go away. I'm sure there was 100 people that wrote letters about the Mighty Ducks.
By the way, Tipper Gore, yeah. I blame you.
So wait a minute.
Get that reference.
Ryan, do you remember there was an episode?
Ooh, they have The Rocketeer. I loved that movie as a kid.
That is a damn good movie. There was an episode of The Simpsons where Bill Cosby was in it. Do you remember that one? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, no, what was that?
I don't remember the name of it.
I'm Googling.
But there was a Bill Cosby episode of The Simpsons, and now I'm wondering if they pulled that one.
We are about to find out.
But I haven't really checked out because I don't remember if the Bill Cosby actual.
Well, I can let Ryan pull it up, or I can just throw it at John and he can pull it up. But
the only thing, according
first to appearance, Saturdays of Thunder.
The one I'm looking at is Children of a Lesser God.
Well, let me take a look.
That Bill Cosby is in it.
I'm sorry, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Episode 44.
So, no, what you do, look up, just type it in Google, comes up to the Wikipedia, click on that, and it'll give you the actual episode, which is sounds it's a way about a very odd way to get there.
Anyways, but yeah, right, now I'm wondering if they have okay, that
season
one in there.
3, episode. I guess episode 44, Between Lisa Sony and Flaming Moe's.
Okay,
that
let's
was
see.
Bill Cosby's first appearance, called Saturdays of Thunder. It
Thank
was
you.
The Pine Car Derby episode.
Thank you. That's the one I was trying to think of.
What's it called? Saturdays of Thunder?
Yeah.
Right.
Hold on.
I remember that episode. That fucking, God damn, I gotta watch Grease and the Simpsons again.
I know. It's
honestly, Disney Plus is super cheap far as when you're talking about the cost of things. It's like $7. So it's season 3, episode 9. Reasonably cheap. It's about the same price I'm playing for Crunchyroll. Yeah. Saturdays of Thunder, episode 9, season 3.
Okay. Now I'm just going to lose my shit. Now I'm just going to lose my shit.
No, here's the thing. There could be reasons why season 3, episode 1 isn't there. I'd like to believe it wasn't for a nefarious purpose, but you never know. There must have been something there that got everybody's hackles up. Because what was the episode about? I mean, actually,
okay, it was just basically an episode where they were throwing it in as an homage to A Clockwork, or not A Clockwork Orange, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah. Homer meets a crazy guy in a mental hospital who thinks he's Michael Jackson. Well, Homer gets labeled crazy because he shows up to work.
So that was the Michael Jackson shirt. Episode then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Michael Jackson episode. Oh, wait, you're talking about the Bill Cosby one?
The Bill Cosby one was just basically Homer was trying to learn to be a better dad to Bart.
Well, yeah. the
Bill
season
Cosby only popped up for like 30 seconds. Or
like season 3, yeah. Episode 1, it's this says where Bart's red hat.
Yeah.
So that's the episode Michael Jackson's on then.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. And
that's the one. That's why it was, because my guess, and by the way, I don't really understand it because Michael Jackson still makes a ton of money from his music. So was it his choice? Was it Disney because it was Michael Jackson that would potentially give people issues? I that's the thing I don't understand. I just don't get it. But
wait, are you saying that it's there but under a different title?
No. So from what I heard on the radio, Disney purposely removed that from The Simpsons, Bill Cosby at some point made a movie with Disney. It was like The Devil and Max Devlin.
Yeah, he played the devil or something back in like the 60s or something.
Yeah, and so they removed that, and there's a few other things, and I don't understand it.
I just don't get how they could keep the one that I just mentioned, but not keep the Michael Jackson one. Because if they're pulling other Bill Cosby stuff.
But did Michael Jackson voice his own character?
Yes.
That's probably why, because according to this, what I saw.
So did Bill Cosby.
The episode I saw, it wasn't voiced by him.
But Bill Cosby is in another episode, and that wasn't voiced by that one. So look up Children of a Lesser Claude. I'm going to have to pull it up somewhere else.
Hold on. I'm still looking things up. I don't understand it, but I'm not surprised. I think what happens is, oh my God. Hey, Disney, the Haunted Mansion movie with Eddie Murphy, you just couldn't, you had to show that out of all the Disney movies, that abortion of a movie. I mean, come on.
So season 12. Just look up Children of a Lesser Claude because I get episode 268. I think these are just counting the actual episodes.
Yeah, they're. Hold on. So what is it? Season
episode 20. Season 12, episode 20.
Everybody's going to be really like, oh my God, season 12, episode 20. This is either going to be the greatest episode or the boring. Yeah, Children of a Lesser God.
That is voiced by Bill Cosby, according to IMDb.
Son of a bitch.
Homer sets up a daycare center and earns the love of the town. But not his own son and daughter. I don't know. I don't know why. I think it's just because it's Michael Jackson and he's so controversial. And
you know, I would love to fucking point out that John is taking the position that I usually fucking take, and then I'm taking his of fuck Disney, they're doing this on purpose, and he's like, no, let's not jump to conclusions.
Well, yeah, because I've always been of the opinion I don't like censorship. One of the reasons, warning politics, is one of the reasons I'm irritated that the modern-day media is how much crap they give Trump, but they get every they give the other side so much a free pass. I hate Disney for basically censoring their own content. Let people be their own guide and choose not to watch it. If people get upset, well, let people bitch.
That's exactly why I'm fucking pissed off right now, is because up until this point, I haven't had any evidence that they would have been doing something like this. You know, and I was fine for the Song of the South. Hey, everybody's been talking about that for fucking years. Like, hey, you know what? This has been shown as an example of what not to do for a while now. Let's not go ahead and include that as kind of a thing we'd like to go away. You know, and it's not whitewashing history in as much as people are never going to forget about slavery because that move went away. You know, it's just like, hey, we're going to go ahead and distance ourselves from that one. But to fucking distance yourself from, for the record, two of the fucking very classic Simpsons episodes, one more than the other with the "We Saved Your Birthday" song, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
But for such a, again, so many levels of separation between what that episode was and what the alleged crimes were of the individual.
Okay, but the thing is,
at least Bill Cosby was fucking convicted. I'm still
exactly,
that.
That's what I was going to say. Bill Cosby is convicted. Michael Jackson was never convicted, only alluded to, never convicted of it.
He was, because there was that HBO special, and after the HBO special and everything else, he was basically convicted in the court of public appeal opinions. And right. whether right or wrong, he was. And by the way, this is something I actually have a hard time with, is I have a hard time separating the man from the artist. Is one of the, like, when I hear a favorite movie actor say something that I completely disagree with or I know it's wrong, I have a hard time watching a role they're in without thinking of what they're that there are. I've gotten better at it. And this is one of the things Michael Jackson, probably because of my age, because I was a little kid in the 80s, the height of
the king of pop,
when he was literally the hardest artist, pop artist there was. Yeah. You guys can name anybody else from the 80s. I guarantee Michael Jackson was better.
And bigger.
So maybe that's why. It's because he was part of my childhood enough that he still holds a special spot for me musically.
Well, I'll go this route. I'm not a pop fan. There are at least, probably more, but at least three of Michael Jackson's songs that I do enjoy. Would I go out of my way to listen to them? No. But I'm one of those people that convicted.
If they come on while I'm in my car alone, am I going to roll the windows up and sing? Fucking
yeah.
A.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is that I'm one of those people that did convict him in the court of public opinion, because I did have that feeling. But, you know, later down the road to where I'm at today, I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he put himself in a stupid situation that he never should have put himself in, to have those accusations thrown at him, but he was never convicted. And even people that were there and they had their names thrown into the indictment or whatever was put on him, Macaulay Culkin being one of them, none of them have anything back.
Macaulay Culkin was one of his biggest supporters. Saying look, nothing ever happened. You know what I mean? Yeah. Could we, from an outside perspective, go ahead and call it for inappropriate?
Yes.
Sure. I don't think anybody at this point, even after this many years, is going to disagree with that. But criminal? I don't think so. I think we've all got enough distance to realize we might have got a little mob mentality with that one.
Yeah.
And like you said, never convicted. I'm assuming that the people fucking investigating Michael Jackson are smarter than me and would have been looking at more evidence than I am.
Yeah, but what I'm going to come back to is the fact that I am a huge Simpsons fan. Both these guys know it. I say this, and this is not boasting or joking. I have forgotten more about the Simpsons than anybody I've ever met. And that's saying something. Ryan's a big Simpsons fan. I had another fan that was a really big friend.
You mean a friend who's a really big fan?
James became friends is over the Simpsons.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I was sitting next to somebody who knew as much about the Simpsons, if not more, than I did. And we used to sit there fucking for hours sometimes just trying to stump each other on random fucking trivia because we're dorks.
Yeah. And so to come along and take probably one of the most, and I wouldn't say the top episode of The Simpsons, but one of the most memorable episodes of The Simpsons. And take it off, but leave other episodes with somebody who was convicted of lots of terrible acts against women and people, but to leave those episodes and then take off one of the most classic episodes of The Simpsons just boggles my mind as to what they're thinking.
I think what it is I think it's just a matter of time before, I think what they're waiting is for culture to change, just because right now Disney is corporate, just like everybody bitching about their job who's gone super corporate from, say, a family business. Disney has to worry about their bottom dollar, and you have a bunch of people, a very small minority, complain about a very obscure episode. By the way, yes, it's obscure because it's a very early episode.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. We're still assuming that somebody had complained about those particular episodes.
Well, no, I don't think it's necessarily people complaining. I think what Disney did is say, oh, Michael Jackson, we need to remove that. I think what it was is they're like,
but Bill Cosby?
That's the
thing that I'm wondering is, like, who's sitting in a room? What fucking tween is sitting in a room thinking that, like, oh, Michael Jackson, we can't touch that with a 10-foot fucking pole? Like, yeah. Arbitrarily making that decision for all of us, because I doubt those people are reading enough fucking letters about that goddamn episode to have them fucking pull it off the air out of fear of repercussions. But
holy shit, hold on.
Hold on one second.
Wait, I want to mention something I just found. Okay.
But if you are a fan of The Simpsons, as that would be one of the people who would even know this episode exists, to come along and say, no, we have to stand against this episode. And how the hell are you going to get that many people to sign that? Because I'm a Simpsons fan.
Right.
I wouldn't sign that piece of shit. I would tell them to go fuck themselves.
Seriously. I just found the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, Disney, this app is not fucking easy to use. I just want to let you know. I don't know how many seasons the Mouse Club was. They have one season on here.
I think it was a few good years.
Holy crap, this was hard to find. They have all the Disney nature videos. I want to find it with the one where they force the lemmings to go over the edge.
All right.
So there are stuff I'm looking for, but they have stuff like Pollyanna. I know that one of the TV shows I watched as a kid called the Something Avonlea, they're not on there. So there's stuff that's not on here. But I'm impressed they have the Absent-Minded Professor. Surprise, that's on there.
Yep.
Oh, wait, what's this one? Oh, Sammy the Way Out Seal. It looked like Swamp from a distance.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was real surprised with the Davy Crockett shit. I was like, oh, fuck, that might be worth the 3 week right there.
I know it was a TV show, but I'm looking forward to watching it because I haven't seen it in years.
Well, and they do have plans for, you know, the year two and year three as far as their rollout for stuff they're going to do.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're not really trying to go for their usual moratorium. I think they realize this subscription-based thing is just printing fucking money, and that's kind of their business.
Well, I mean,
so
it just looks...
these teams, right, they just go with that.
They're going to have to release it every so many years just because of the copyright. I think what they're doing is potentially a couple of things is... things may disappear off the service. I have a feeling that's going to happen. Or if they put everything up, it's the fact the barrier at entry is you have to be willing to pay $7 a month. There's another cool deal on here, apparently, and I haven't read too much into it, for like anywhere between like $14 to $20. It gives you Hulu along with ESPN Plus. Which is
Right. Yeah. And so, I think I'm ditching ESPN Plus and just going to go with a Disney subscription instead. But I think that they would pull stuff on and put stuff, pull stuff off and put stuff on more for the feeling of exclusivity versus, you know, any kind of, like, oh shit, something might happen or something like that.
Wow. There's something.
Like, I think it doesn't really hurt their bottom line. And I think their shareholders aren't exactly reading those letters anyway. They have a public appearance, of course, but,
so.
You know,
so I just found something of Disney's I've never heard of. The Million Dollar Duck. They have the Ugly Dachshund, which I liked as a kid. I'm actually surprised. I'm finding a bunch of stuff I've never heard of, which is surprising for me.
Sorry, I'm still pissed about the Simpsons thing. I will be pissed about this for days, people.
So I'm going to tell you all, check it out. I mean, it's. I think there's a free trial. I think it's worth it for some things. I wanted it for the back catalog. I'm getting it free for a year for Verizon, so at least until next November, I'm keeping it. Is it worth it? in all honesty, I don't know. I mean, the real big question for me is how much is Disney going to release this stuff on DVD? Because everybody's going towards services now, and hard mediums for people like me are going away.
Yeah.
So
got one more episode for you to look up.
That's
if you're
what I think is the exclusivity part. Is they're going to start rolling out these like 12. Real cool special edition sort of things, like the, you know, me and James always used to joke about getting the 9-foot tall fucking, you know,
season six, episode
ultimate
12?
Edition of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. So
you know, with like a life size Gollum statue or whatever.
So I have John
Homer the Great.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, Ryan. Now. I know you're going to laugh at this one. Guess which episode is still in there that I just had Ryan or John look up.
What?
Homer the Great. Stonecutters episode. How can they keep that one?
Wow.
Just
what
think.
Was particularly, I mean, aside from the satire of it, was there something particularly?
Yeah, there's satire in the whole opening sequence of the song that is making fun of Disney, too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're used to making fun of themselves. They have to because they have to get that youth market that needs that meta shift.
Yeah, but I'm
so
just.
I mean, it's the same way that Fox was always fine with Simpsons fucking ripping on them, and it was their network. They don't give a shit. It's making them money.
Yeah.
So they have the entire series of the Adventures of the Gummy Bears.
Oh, jeez.
They have Mr. Boogity?
I don't know that one. I do gotta say, I am happy that they have Darkwing Duck. I'm disappointed they don't have more than one season.
Yeah, Darkwing Duck, I was stoked on.
Yeah.
Although I think my girlfriend has it on DVD.
I've got the first season.
I have all the Darkwing Duck. Yeah.
So some of this stuff must be from the Fox catalog, because big business is in here, and that ain't no, I'm positive that's not a Disney.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff from the Fox catalog.
Okay, what about Married with Children?
Oh, dude, that would be awesome.
Do you think they've cut out episodes of Married with Children?
If it was on here? Oh, fuck yeah.
What do you think, Ren?
No, because see, here's the thing is, I think the reason that, well, obviously speculation again, if the reason they would pull Michael Jackson is because of what Michael Jackson did as a person, you can't cherry pick satire. You know, that would be weird.
Well, I mean, there has to be a
Willow,
bigger
Benji.
Reason than just Michael Jackson.
You would never ban an episode making fun of Bill Cosby, you know, or satiring Bill Cosby and alluding to, you know, like the horrible rape of many women. Like, that would be fine, but having Bill Cosby in an episode where he's, you know, venerated as a nice person is somehow, you know, evil, because everything that person did, you're responsible for because you had him on your show one day.
Yeah. So I think that's really,
I don't know. I
think that's it. I mean, it, like I said, things may change because, you know, people being mad at things just, you know, everything ebbs and flows. So, I mean, it may show up.
I'm mad at people being mad at things.
Hey, I'm mad at this whole thing. I mean, this is just bullshit.
I will say, granted, I haven't had a whole lot of time to play with it. I'm impressed with it. I mean, Home Alone's on here. Hilarious. So I'm impressed. I mean, they have some stuff that I'm definitely going to watch. I don't know how much I'm going to watch. Holy crap, Shipwrecked is on here. So yeah, I say give it a try. They may have a couple of weeks. Oh God, Newsies is on here.
Yeah, you gotta give me the fucking commercial, by the way, right now.
Fuck, I hate Newsies. You know how many times I was forced to watch that? That and fucking that movie with David Bowie that I refuse to remember the name of it. And don't you dare say it.
I was about to until I remember the name of it, and then I stopped myself.
You know, I say it's worth it. I mean, at least for the free trial, I think it's worth it. I don't know how much mileage you're gonna get out of it. The only reason I signed up for a year is I really wanted to give it more than that 2 weeks free trial or a month, because I think to really judge a Disney service specifically, I think you need a little bit longer.
Huh. Well, then you're a sucker for animation.
So, hold on.
Yeah, true.
I mean absolute blind sucker.
Hey, I love animation. And by the way, people don't get how much I love cartoons and animation in general.
If you don't get how much fucking John Charney likes fucking animation and cartoons, listen to like whatever last week's episode where he fucking defends the shit out of Violence Voyager, and then go watch Violence Voyager and throw up in your mouth all night.
I there's a certain cartoons that's, I don't know, I just like cartoons. Actually, my favorite era probably for a cartoons, if you look at animation wise of like the Last Unicorn, I really dig, because that's a very certain style of the 70s. Oh, by the way, if you want a movie with an insane soundtrack by the band America, check out The Last Unicorn. You can give or take the story. But the animation and the music, it's one of my top 10 non-anime movies. As far as animation wise, it's absolutely stellar.
Okay, so I'm going to bring this up because it's going to bother me. So Disney representatives have stayed silent on this whole thing. But James L. Brooks has commented.
Who's James L. Brooks?
One of the creators. He's doing it for the audience. So James L. Brooks one of the producers and creators of The Simpsons, along with Matt Groening. Anyways, so it's this is... Timing. Thank you. I was getting there. But said this is, I'm against book burning of any kind, but this is our book, and we're allowed to take out a chapter.
The creator said that?
Yeah, this is what James L. Brooks said of the decision.
It's not yours when you've given it to the fucking world, is it?
I don't think it is.
I guess this is a classic fucking argument, you know, where like, is it still yours? Do you have ownership over your art, or is it released to the world for the world to enjoy as it is?
So there was
flaws and all.
There was an artist, and I don't remember his name. He's a guy from Britain, but he said something that I agreed with, and he mentioned when it came up to music, is that once you release it to the world, it's no longer yours. You wrote it, but it belongs to everybody else. And I'm kind of the opinion of it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, if I'm going to bitch at George Lucas for editing Star Wars, I'm going to bitch at this, because I'm going to be consistent. I disagree with going back and saying, no, I didn't like that. Let's remove it. I don't like that.
Hey, that thing that you saw that you maybe liked but very much attached to because it's part of this thing that you enjoy, you didn't see that. I'm just going to go ahead and pick that out. That bothers the shit out of me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I also understand the spiteful nature of fuck you, it's mine. Like, I get that, but also fuck you, no, it isn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I disagree with you so much for that comment. How could you even remotely think it's okay? I get it. You don't like the fact that Michael Jackson I'm talking to L. Brooks. Because he potentially did something. By the way, there was no real true evidence. If there was evidence, whoever charged it, well, of course, it was the LAPD. They couldn't convict Lincoln if they were in the booth with John. They couldn't convict John Wilkes Booth if they were in the box with Lincoln, to borrow a very old joke. But still, fuck you. That's insulting. As somebody who spent his years arguing against censorship of any kind, I'm sorry. You can go fuck yourself.
And me too. Second, and also fuck you from a personal level, from a guy who spent fucking years memorizing your dialogue because I loved it so much.
Yeah.
And remembering the tiniest fucking details about every fucking episode, which, you know, hey, fucking digits that I guess going to live on in my memory anyway. But, you know, hopefully he realizes like that it's for all of us.
By the way, this is the same argument I have against Disney not releasing Songs of the South. I understand why it's so touchy. I don't disagree that it might need to be handled with kid gloves, but we're all adults. Well, some of us are more adult than others. I think you all can just choose not to watch it or choose to hold a conversation instead of closing your eyes and sticking your head in the sand. It's never worked. The only thing you're going to do is get people like me who hate censorship of any fucking type, whether I agree with whatever you're censoring or not, are going to rally against it. I want all this stuff available for people to make their own fucking choices. Yeah. I don't need government. I don't need a business. I don't need anybody else. And I mean anybody else telling me what I can't watch or what the fuck I can't do.
If you're not allowed to say fuck, you're not allowed to say fuck the government.
So this is why I totally disagree with Disney doing that. And I understand why, but I still fucking disagree.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'll stop beating this damn horse. But that really, really annoyed me.
So a lot of the Marvel, almost all the Marvel movies, by the way, I'll probably never watch any more Marvel content ever. I'm actually kind of sick of Avengers shit. But all of it's here. I'm kind of impressed. I mean, there's even some I haven't seen that I know are out. Cartoon-wise, Spider-Man Unlimited's there. The one with a really mouthy Peter Parker and the other planet.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Woman's on here? Holy crap. Hmm. Oh, X-Men, the cartoon. Ours is on there.
Wow.
So there are Silver Surfer, Spider-Man Unlimited.
You know, I don't know if you've watched that within the past 10 years. Those X-Men have really aged.
The last few seasons aged because they switched the people who made it. The first couple of seasons aren't too bad. But
they're pretty still aged.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they're 90s cheap, which is which doesn't necessarily age as well as others. I still say give Disney a chance.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I want to watch it, but I'm also like, I am so...
I say before we all fucking subscribe, we write a letter to Disney saying, you fucking fuck asshole.
Hey, Disney, go fuck yourself. Don't ever touch my Simpsons again.
Yeah.
You know, I keep thinking as older I get and we're actually running late, but I'll finish thought.
Because I just went on a full on tangent about The Simpsons.
Well, I was thinking, you know, the older I get, is it really necessary for me to be outraged or irritated as much as I was in my youth? Because, you know, like punk rock's in a young kid sport. You don't see too many old punk rockers who are actually sticking to their convictions. See the lead singer of Black Flag, for example. Well, at least when it comes to his youth.
Yeah, it's not bad to be as outraged, but to me, it's mostly about free speech, First Amendment kind of shit. It seems like everybody every fucking 15 years needs to be reminded how important it is, and that's kind of irritating.
Well, the one thing, and this is something I may think I lead into next week if I can remember to write it down, is there's coming to seem to be a new trend. Granted, this is online, so I don't know how often it really happens, where people aren't really for free speech. But they're not, but the only speech they're really into or they really want is theirs.
Well, that's the thing, is when you ask them, like, are you for free speech? They're like, of course. And then, you know, the hypocrisy rolls in, and of course we're all Hippocratic in one way or another, but the blindness to what they're doing is almost cultish.
That scares me. As a person who has talked to people of every color, every creed, every sexual orientation, and love asking questions, the fact that you want to limit that, I find insulting on every level. So we're going to continue this topic possibly for next week, or if not, it'll show up somewhere. It usually sprinkles its way onto the conversation. So any final thoughts?
No, I already said fuck you, Disney.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry?
All right.
Well, hopefully Amber's picked out her favorite pair for you to wear. And as always, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.